Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for February 28th, 2017. We've been working on Paul's parenthetical passage from Romans chapter 5, a passage that stretches from verses 13 through 17. Specifically, over the last couple of days, we've dealt with some of the details of the 17th verse, such as death reigning through one and us receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. I want to talk about reigning in life today, because that's the key tenet, that's the end result, rather, of that 17th verse. That's what we are to receive as a result of our first reception. Let me explain. Our first reception is we receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. You receive one on one hand and one on the other. Look at it that way. Abundant grace, gift of righteousness. Grace overflowing, righteousness that is free. Grace in abundance, righteousness that you don't earn. Both of those, for religious mentalities, are very offensive. If you are a legalist who prefers legalism in your Christianity because that helps you to define your boundaries, you think it helps make you moral or conscious about God, then you're going to be offended at the idea of abundant grace received and righteousness as a gift, because by its very definition, they are both offensive. One is grace in superabundance. Paul will explain in a few verses that where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. So abundant grace covers a multitude of sin. On the other hand, it's offensive because you're telling people that their righteousness is a gift received by faith that they cannot do anything about. In other words, they cannot be less righteous than Jesus has made them righteous, because that's a gift. If that were then turned around, if you receive the gift, but then you have to keep earning the gift, then you lied. It was never a gift. If I hand you a gift at Christmas, and I say to you, Merry Christmas, this is a gift that I went out and bought you, and when you open it and you receive it and you're enjoying it and you're using it or whatever, and then I call you a couple weeks later and I say, hey, there's a couple things you could do to pay me back for that Christmas present. Your correct response to me should be, I didn't think I was supposed to pay you back for a Christmas present. I thought it was a gift. If I turn around and make you earn it, it was never a gift. It was a down payment on future work. And I think a lot of us look at grace and righteousness as God's down payment on our future performance. It's almost like God's investing in us, like a racehorse. I'm going to spend a bunch of money on you, but I'm going to believe you're going to win some races and bring this back. And that is such a secular, hellish, antichrist view of Christianity. You've been given the gift of God's righteousness, and that very gift should cause you to reign in every area of your life as a king, to reign over it. Whether that it is stuff on a socioeconomic level, that it is stuff on a physical level, that it is stuff on a spiritual level, whatever the life that you live is, you have the opportunity to reign in that life through two things. Not through performance and prayer, not through fasting and giving, but through receiving the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And anything outside of those things, there's no promise that you're going to reign in life. Reigning in life does not have to do with having thousands of dollars in the bank or no debt. Reigning in life does not have anything to do with always being in perfect health. Reigning in life does not have anything to do with everyone loving and respecting you. Reigning in life is having you king over the circumstances that have been dominating and ruling you. Because that's a separation from the heartbeat and life of God. That's death. That was brought in by the first Adam. And man is living under a system that rules and dominates them. But you are better than that. Not because you've performed better or you act better or because you go to the right church or you know so and so, but because you have received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And in that reception, you reign in life. You receive the life of God, and then let that life come out of you. This is the close of that parenthetical passage, but what a way to close it. He says you reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ, through the one. I like that the New King James Version capitalizes the O. It's telling you there's a contrast between the one man, Adam, and the one man, Jesus, or the first Adam and the last Adam. My reigning in life is through Christ. It is not through me. It's not through my ability. It's not through my thought processes or my wisdom. My reigning in life is through the one man's work. He did the work so that I could live. God must think a lot of me. And I hope you're inserting yourself into this in this podcast. God must think a lot of me because He would become me, die at Calvary, raised from the dead, so that I could receive abundant grace and the gift of righteousness. I could receive the very life of God. What an awesome, awesome piece of revelation. What an awesome piece of knowledge. And again, as I said yesterday, what a chance to learn a verse that you can apply in your life every day. Not because you repeat it, and get it, but because you believe what it says. I've received the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and because of those, I'm going to reign in life over these issues. Whatever these issues are, I'm going to reign. I'm the king over these things because of the one man, Christ Jesus. What a way to finish a month. What a way to finish a parenthetical passage. We'll be in verse 18. As we start a brand new month tomorrow, I'm hoping you have a great day. God bless.